welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 6th, 2026, and I am humbly grateful that you could be with me for this. I love getting all sorts of different questions from people, and where they come from, I know not. It's just so fascinating to me that people take the time. I'm also very moved by the kind of questions I get. This is one today that I think is very, very, very important, and I hope that in some way it serves you, those of you who have been listening. This is from Karen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she says, I have been listening to your podcast and went to your website. It seems rather complicated to me. Then she goes down, your way to the way, as you put it, seems difficult. I don't know who in the hell would do it. Do you actually have people that would do this? And then she ends it. She doesn't mean to be disrespectful. This is just the way, you know, some people are. They have their means and their way to how they talk. So it's okay. I'm good with it. But I think it's a valid question. Who in the hell would do this? And then she goes on to say, I think that, you know, it doesn't make any sense to her and it seems rather foolish. Well, here's the deal, Karen. We live from the flesh, for the flesh, and by the flesh. That's all we live for, self-preservation. And we are used to having people tell us that if we do this and do that, that something good may happen to us or will happen to us. And religion understands that we have to be motivated by the flesh, not the spirit. And so they offer all sorts of means and ways to go to heaven and gain God's favor, as it were. And it's all ridiculous, but that's the way we human beings do. We don't really understand the depth and the meaning of what it is to have a real, authentic manner of the way to reach consciousness, to reach goodness, to find what most people would call God. They just don't have it. So here, let me read you something from the Tao that might, Karen, answer your question better than the way I'm answering it. When the wise man hears of the way, he works hard to apply it. When the mediocre person hears of it, he keeps it, then loses it. But when the arrogant student hears of it, they laugh. If they did not laugh, it would not be the way. So I don't know which one you are. I would imagine you're the last one, but I could be wrong. But I would imagine that you're the type that is arrogant. You think that things of the spirit, things of the awakening, things of being have to make sense to your sensibilities. And when we think in terms of making sense to our sensibilities, we lose the meaning and the significance of what is being taught. The Tao is not for everyone. It is something of a higher essence, a higher teaching. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. It just elevates. And you have to be elevated. You have to be thinking beyond your thinking and realizing the futility of it all. So let me give you the process, and Karen. You know, I don't have any really great students. I really don't. You can imagine teaching what I teach, that these people, they're beginners. They do the practice sometimes, and then other times they don't. And then they're looking for some kind of reaffirming of gaining some sort of merit or some sort of benefit from being with me in the Tao and working upon themselves. But they do it the best they know how, and that's the best they can do. And I'll tell you how it works, and then you can maybe understand. First, a person has to realize their futility. If a person does not realize how futile they are in the face of their living and how this world works and how difficult this world is, if you do not realize how futile, everything you do is lost. You're going to die. No matter what you think, say, or do, you're going to die. And everything that you have accomplished in this world will be gone. Poof. Now, we make up stories about this to think in terms of, well, I'll go to heaven and I'll, you know, meet my ancestry there and all that other stuff. And that comforts people. But the reality of the situation is we all die. So the first thing you've got to realize is, what am I going to gain in this world that I can take with me through death? That's the second. We live in futility, and then we have to think in terms of how are we going to live our life and find something so significant, so meaningful, that we can take it with us through death. Something that opens up our life to other experiences instead of ones where we are occupied by the physical body, some kind of physical form. When you are no longer interested in your form and you are more interested in the function of your spirit, the function of your soul, something that you do take with you with through death, all of us do, then the teachings of the Tao mean something. They purport an insight. Now, you may be moving from the one who laughs at the Tao to the one who kind of remembers it here and there. That's my students. They remember it here and there. And they get easily sidetracked, like most people, easily. You have to look, number three, at what the core of your life is. What are you living for? Do you have a life work? A work that you do in the world, but more a work that you do within yourself. If you find that life work within yourself, you will find a deep and profound change. This life work is not about pleasing people or whatever. It's about how you go about your work. You could be making cookies, and that could be your life work if you did it properly, consciously, willingly. Every little thing matters. Every little thing. So when you start to look at what's going on in your life and what this is really all about in your living, you begin to realize everything matters. And that's the next step. When you understand everything matters, you will become realized. You will start to understand the passages of what the Tao means and how Jesus taught, really, the Tao, as well as did the Buddha, and it will bring about some fabulous insight. I mean, things that will nurture you, nurture your spirit, nurture your heart, bring you to your soul. That's what it does. It's what it did for me, and that's what it does for many, many people. But it's a process, and you've got to be patient. There's an old Zen saying, the ox is slow, the earth is patient. You have to be patient with all this. It can't be something that you think you do and it is done and you get credit for it and all that other stuff. It's a matter of patience. I hope that helped you. I really do, Karen. And if it didn't, let me know and maybe I can talk to you on the phone. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.